Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this word this morning, that the generation that you came to is also the generation of the fallen that we still have in this world. And here, as it said, Lord, that the generation of the fallen with the wrong wisdom, they want you to follow them and submit to them. But we know, Lord, that we can, oh, we have been there. That didn't help us. And so we've turned to you, the living God, and thank you now by your Spirit. You give us the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of love so that we can have the right wisdom, the right heart, the right attitudes and actions. So your will be done, your kingdom come. Amen.
We are reading Luke 7, verse 31 to 35. Jesus said, "How could I describe the people of this generation? Can't you see? You like children playing games on the playground, complaining to friends. You don't like it when we want to play wedding. You don't like it when we want to play funeral. Why will you neither dance nor mourn? When the prophet John came fasting and refused to drink wine, you said, 'He's crazy. There's a demon in him.' Yet, when the Son of Man came feasting and drinking, you said, 'Look at this man. He's nothing but a glutton and a drunkard. He spends all his time with tax collectors and other notorious sinners.' Nevertheless, the wisdom of God will be proven true by the expression of godliness in everyone who follows me."
Hallelujah. So the beautiful thing here, Jesus says, and nevertheless, the wisdom of God will be proven true by the expression of godliness, that's fruitfulness, in everyone who follows me. Why do I say expression of godliness is fruitfulness? Because by their fruit you will know them. And so this was the scenario with Jesus, but we know, praise God, he changed the whole scenario. He made that a new people could come into the equation. And that's a church, and that's a bride, that's the branches, and that's a body part that's looking to the head, and that's us, the church, the called out ones. And one of the things this morning, I woke up and out there, and my head was all over the show, and I had to come to that place where Jesus came to that actually got him and brought about all authority for him when he was up in heaven and he said, "Your will, O God, I've come to do your will." And in the scroll of the book, it is written about me. And that's a place we have all come to, and that's a place that we have to come to every day. We say, "Here we are, Lord, spirit, soul, and body. We want your will, no other will." And then the beauty as a child of God in the kingdom with all provision, we need to just get that wisdom, tap into that wisdom ordained by God, what no eye has seen or ear has heard, God has prepared for us so that we can be relevant to the kingdom and relevant to the problems. We can be the answers for the problems that is here on this earth. But it's just about abiding and staying disciplined and staying in tune. James tells you, James chapter 3 speaks about the, when our tongue is right, when our words is right, then our whole life will be right. At that, so how can your tongue be right in that if you haven't got the right wisdom? And how can you have the right wisdom if you haven't got the right spirit, the spirit of God that knows the thoughts of God? And how can you have the right spirit if you're not born again? And you're not in the kingdom and you're not staying in fellowship. So just always stay with the Lord, run to the Lord, stay in tune, and then measure the wisdom that he gives you in every scenario. It says this wisdom is first pure, then it is peaceful, and then it is gentle, and then it brings about obedience, and it's filled with mercy, good fruits, good actions, fair and genuine. And so that's it, guys. Stay in the plan of God. Stay in the fellowship of God. Run to him and not from him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.